You're listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Katie Frankowitz, and it's Tuesday, August 12th. President Trump's massive budget bill could reduce federal payments to Oregon by more than $15 billion in coming years. That's according to a new analysis from state officials over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. Dirk Vanderhart reports.
The analysis offers the clearest picture yet of how the GOP bill might impact Oregon. The bulk of expected funding reductions comes from the Oregon Health Plan, the state's version of Medicaid. The bill creates new work requirements for health plan recipients and cuts down on federal reimbursements for some services. As a result, officials expect the state to lose out on more than $11 billion in federal funding by 2031. Oregon is also bracing for rules that require states to foot a portion of the bill for SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps. The state expects a reduction of around $3 billion in coming years. As a result, fewer Oregonians will receive these services. Governor Tina Kotek said Monday Oregonians would become, quote, sicker, hungrier, and less prosperous because of the federal changes. I'm Dirk Vanderhart reporting.
Doctoral students at Oregon State University conducted an experiment this week to see how houses in coastal communities hold up to storm surge. KLCC's Gabriella Skro was there.
Researchers from Japan, Korea, and Italy are in the audience at the Hinsdale Research Lab, watching waves lap against one-third scale model houses. The goal is to help identify the impact of flooding on elevated and non-elevated structures. One house sits up on stilts, about 3 feet higher than the other. By the end of the experiment, the lower house is flooded, missing windows and its entire back wall. Pedro Lomonico is the director of the Hinsdale Research Lab. He says the information they're learning today is long overdue.
We should have done this maybe 10 or 15 years ago, because what we are learning from these experiments could be done that time, and then a number of communities would have benefited.
The data will be verified and peer-reviewed before it's published. I'm Gabriella Skro reporting.
Earlier this month, a West Lynn megachurch hosted one of the largest Christian revival meetings Portland has seen in decades. The event filled the Moda Center in Portland for three shows. Organizers spoke a lot about the city itself and its need for spiritual saving. As OPB's Joni Auden Land reports, the Rose City has long been a destination for evangelists.
It feels like a rock concert. Smoke machines fill the Moda Center with haze, and thousands of people cheer. It's for the PDX Crusade. It was a free event with live music from some of the biggest names in Christian music. People waited in line for hours beforehand, hoping to get a good seat, like Richard Patterson of Portland.
I think it's great to see all these people come, and hopefully we can get some new Christians saved.
Revivals have long been a way for evangelicals to spread their message and attract new members. They often feature lots of music, emotional sermons, and opportunities to convert. It's hosted by Athey Creek Christian Fellowship, a megachurch based in West Lynn, and its founding pastor, Brett Metter.
So this sermon that I'm preaching is really out of darkness into the light, because that's really what God asks of us, to step out into the light.
In many ways, the PDX Crusade feels like your typical revival. But one topic came up repeatedly before and during the event: the city of Portland.
Churches are closing. The nation knows Portland is somewhat of a joke.
Portland has become revival famous, I guess.
Leah Payne is a professor of American religion at George Fox University. She says Portland has long had a reputation among evangelicals as a liberal, godless city. And that's led to evangelists holding huge revivals in the city.
For the last 100 years or so, revivalists have looked at cities like Portland as a special place where they need to focus their energy to clean out the godless state of the city.
A promotional video for the PDX Crusade sums up Athey Creek's vision for the event. It shows footage of homeless encampments in the city and the 2020 George Floyd protests.
Even in its early years, Portland quickly became a dark place to be.
The PDX Crusade, the video says, is an opportunity for Portland to change its trajectory by turning to God. It's not the first revival to use that message. The well-known evangelist Billy Graham held multiple days-long revivals in Portland throughout the 20th century, including this one in 1992.
Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if in Portland, the whole city, the whole state of Oregon, the whole of the Northwest would turn to God?
And that attention has only increased in recent years. Brett Metter in particular has spent a lot of time talking about Portland. He started his church in West Lynn after moving from Southern Oregon nearly 30 years ago, in part because Portland was one of the least religious cities in the country. And he frequently discusses the city's liberal politics. Here he is in a sermon from July.
Portland is the tip of the spear in America of stupidity, wokeness, and failure, and all kinds of things.
Outside the Moda Center, many people share that sentiment, including Angie from Sherwood, who declined to give her last name.
I look around Portland and I see so many people who are just broken and hurt, living in homeless camps, and they have nowhere to turn. But Jesus is the answer.
Yeah, I don't think that the answer to homelessness is Jesus.
That's Karen Richards-Kwan, senior pastor at Portland's First United Methodist Church. She doesn't agree with how Athey Creek described Portland as being a spiritually desolate place.
But I do still experience it to be a place where folks are really hungry for meaningful connection.
According to church officials, 17 churches helped Athey Creek organize the crusade, none of which were from Portland. But for those inside the Moda Center, the PDX crusade is a success. 35,000 people attended across three different shows. According to the church, more than 3,000 people responded to calls to convert. Metter declined to comment for this story, but Athey Creek's executive pastor, Rick Anderson, says his church hopes the event will bring about a spiritual renewal in the city.
If the city of Portland reflects back and recognizes that this was a catalyst for reviving the church in Portland, Oregon, and really bringing the love of Jesus to a lost and desperate world, we're gonna consider that a success.
He says they're considering making the crusade an annual tradition. I'm Joni Auden-Land reporting.
For weather today in the lower Columbia River region, sunny with highs in the low 80s along the coast, climbing up into the low 90s as you move towards Clatskanie. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the high 50s on the coast and in the low 60s at Clatskanie. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy on the coast with highs in the high 60s, partly sunny with highs in the low 70s as you move inland. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, lows in the high 50s across the lower Columbia River region. You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM every weekday morning at 7:59. For even more news, visit kmun.org/news. You can also send news tips and story ideas to Skylar Butenshin and me, Katie Frankwitz, at news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at kmun.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.